Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordana here. Paul's on vacay. Dan Cook at the helm. Thank you for spending some time with me today. I love talking about teachers. I love when teachers call in. Mom was a teacher for many years in the public schools of New Jersey. So any way I can promote, enhance, unify, help our teachers, my kids go to public school, I want to do that. So when I heard about Bill HF1329, I thought, we need to have a conversation about this. This bill, and I have guests in studio to properly explain it, but just here's in a nutshell, targets what's called special permission teachers, tier one and tier two licensed teachers. It gives them limits on things like how long they can teach and prevents certain students from being put in their classroom. Now, these teachers, you're thinking, sure, what are tier one and tier two teachers? I don't know what this is. Okay. Are teachers like with those from a license from another state or those with a master's that don't necessarily have a teaching license? It no longer gives them a pathway to get a Minnesota teaching license. Now, here's the kicker. 23% of these teachers are teachers of color. 47% are career and technical education teachers, and 24% are special education teachers. And we know from research and talking to folks on this show that when you have teachers of color, teachers of diversity, teachers teaching shop, whatever it is, you encourage kids that have that same likeness, whether they're diverse kids or whether they're kids that are not college bound and they relate to the shop teacher or special education teachers, whatever it is, the more kind of those teachers you have in the classroom, the better the kids at risk do. Now, stepping off of my soapbox and adding in our guest, Josh Crossan is the Senior Policy Director for Ed Allies, and Janae Patters is a teacher in our public schools. And I want to welcome you both to the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us on.
Jordana, that was amazing.
Josh, you sent me a lot of information. I tried to read most of it, and I appreciate it. So tell me, why would we want to remove teachers from our classrooms?
Right. So I think the proponents of this legislation are really scared about who we're letting into the classroom. I think folks who are opposed to this legislation, like myself, are really afraid of who we're keeping out of the classroom.
Who proposed the bill?
Right now, it's a Representative Kunesh Poudin is the author of this legislation. Two groups have called in support of the legislation, which are Education Minnesota and our traditional teacher preparation programs.
Okay. So tell me, I sort of explained the bill. I said it keeps certain teachers out of the classrooms. Don't we need more teachers? Don't we need more diverse teachers? Don't we need more shop teachers?
Absolutely, yeah. If a statistic from a study I recently just read, which was if a black student is placed with a black teacher any time from pre-K through 12th grade, they're 30% more likely to graduate high school. 30% more likely. Mm-hmm. If a Native American student takes two career and technical education courses, they're 75% more likely to graduate high school, right? So these are real educators that are making real differences in students' lives. And with us today is Dr. Patters, who mm-hmm. is an educator, who is a tier two educator, who will be effectively pushed out of the classroom if this bill goes forward.
Dr. Jayan Patters, let's talk about that. So how are you different than a teacher in my kid's school?
Well, I like to think that I'm not. In the school where I work now, we have a combination of traditionally licensed teachers and teachers who are tier one and tier two teachers. And I don't think the students would know the difference between them.
But tell us the difference. So you say traditionally licensed teachers. These are teachers that have a Minnesota teaching license. So a tier one and tier two teacher does not have a Minnesota teaching license?
No. So like for myself, I actually came to teaching while I was pursuing my PhD.
Okay.
I wanted to spend more time in the classroom, less time on my own doing research. And so I thought, okay, great. Like, I'll leave academe, I'll teach, high school.
Okay.
So I have the credentials. And at this point, I've been teaching in middle and high school in Minneapolis for 7 years.
Okay.
So I have the experience. And so what this bill does is eliminate the path towards a really secure future, right? Like, that's what I've been missing as a tier one or tier two teacher, right? Like, I can't be hired by traditional school districts. I can't work with any kind of job security. It would always be year to year. And now with this new proposal, I am automatically deemed an ineffective teacher such that students can't be placed in my class beyond 2 years.
And that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense because, right, like at the same time that I'm committed to public schools and I send my kids to public schools and I teach in public schools, private schools are courting me, right? Like,
sure.
I'm a person of color. I have a PhD. I have teaching experience. I could write my own ticket and teach at a really posh, really elite, really exclusive private school. But I think all of our students deserve to have access to educators and education like that.
So why are they trying to push this bill through? Why are they trying to keep you out? Are they saying this, you don't meet the standards of the other teachers? Are they, what, I don't see the disconnect.
Well, I'll say the standard that the folks who are supporting this piece of legislation see is a traditional teacher preparation program from the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
That is a high standard in their eyes. Folks like Dr. Patters with PhDs who are teaching kids, and I just from knowing Dr. Patters, I know her kids are connecting with her,
sure,
especially as a teacher of color. We are, in fact, lowering the standard of teaching if we are keeping people like Dr. Patters out of the classroom.
But you don't have the same licensure that other people have. So is it just a test, or would you have to go back and take a bunch of classes in just to get to that path?
I mean, more than likely, I would have to go back and take a bunch of classes. I mean, there is still space to put together a fairly elaborate portfolio and take a series of tests and then meet with a panel of people who evaluate that and then go back and revise it and resubmit it. All of that, right? Like, those are all barriers. So all of that really says, if you want a sure way to get the license, then you must go through a traditional teacher preparation program.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, I actually have been through one, and I'm licensed to teach elementary school, which I would not be nearly as good at, right? Like, I'm not actually qualified to do that, though I have been through the teacher preparation program and have this sort of Minnesota gold standard license that goes with it.
Today there was a press conference to talk about both sides of this issue, and there was supposed to be a vote on this legislation. What happened today, Josh?
Yeah, there was a hearing today in the Education Committee, Education Policy Committee in the House. It was laid over for possible inclusion, so that's kind of wonky language for the chair might include it in her education bill overall.
Okay.
And that's kind of how we do policy in the state of Minnesota. It's not very transparent. There's not actually a vote until the very end of session. And so during that press conference and during that hearing, we heard from a school that will have to close if this bill passes, right? A lot of their teachers, a lot of their it's a performance arts school. So a lot of their educators are professional performers. And many of them are on tier one, tier two licenses. The provision that specifically says you can't place a student in their classrooms means you can't have a school. So we heard from teachers, a historical Black college and university graduate. 85% of our Black teachers are actually HBCU grads. It's a little stat there. Who came from the state of Minnesota can't get into the classroom if this bill passes, right? So, yes, we had a press conference, we had a hearing, and we heard from a lot of people who would be disenfranchised by this legislation.
And I have heard from the other side that they're saying you're lowering the standards of teaching. What is your response to that?
I mean, I think it's a false equivalency. And what I would say too is, parents I know. So my daughter is in kindergarten. We just went through the whole like, where is she going to go to school?
Mm-hmm.
That dominated our lives last year. And the parents that I was talking to were really weighing, is this going to be public school or is it going to be private school?
Okay.
And they're leaning, a lot of them, towards private school because of the guarantees that they feel they have towards quality, effective, small classrooms, all the things that we know kids do better with. And so I suppose my response would be, I am more than qualified to teach in that setting, that setting that we recognize as a sort of gold standard. And I want our public schools to be that gold standard. So, I mean, I suppose that's my response.
Right. And I think a lot of the other arguments against the, or in support of this legislation have really been, well, I had to do it. I had to walk uphill both ways in the snow. Everyone else should have to do it, right? I think that argument needs to stay as far away from public policy as possible, right? We have a chance to get great educators like Dr. Patters, like the school that educates kids on the performing arts, into the system, into the school system, and improve our education outcomes. Only a third of our kids of color are Black, our Native American students, and our Latinx students and Hispanic students are reading and doing math at grade level. There's a direct connection between us only having 4%, 5% teachers of color in the state of Minnesota and our students of color not excelling academically. And so I think to the point of this might change too much. Changing our tiered licensure system or teacher licensure system is too much to handle right now. We need those drastic policy changes in order to actually make a difference in particularly our kids of color's lives.
What can people do? Because as a mom, I have three kids in public school. I would want that. I would want PhDs in the classroom. I would want people with life experience. Maybe they don't have to go back to school and get their full licensure, but you know, to be a teacher. But I'm okay with people with life experience being in the classroom. I think it benefits. What do regular folks in Minnesota need to do and say to help out your bill?
Well, yeah, I would first say don't help out the bill. call your representatives, call your legislators. HF 1329, SF 1557. It's a very dangerous piece of legislation that will do a lot of harm in Minnesota. And I would also say as much as you possibly can, be as active and engaged in your child's education, and also, you know, tap into groups like Ed Allies on how you can be more active. But what I'll say is I had a mom who was working three jobs to put me through a private school because the high school graduation rate in my local school was 17%, right? 17%. So not a lot of parents can stay active or be as engaged as they possibly can, at least on that side of things. My mom was active, engaged by working those three jobs. This is a call to legislators, any legislators who are listening, act like every single child's parents care about their child's education and pass policies accordingly.
That's wonderful advice. Dr. Jeanne Patters and Josh Crossan from Senior Policy Director for Ed Allies. The organization is called Ed Allies. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So inspired by meeting you guys and seeing what you're working on. And I love talking about teachers and talking about the schools. I'm in it with you. Awesome. Thank you both again for the hard work. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Jordana.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.